these conversations are happening, and in this next year we'll see how that works out.
Awesome. Alejandra, thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry that I was late and that I wasn't able to actually be face-to-face during this. My name is Chris Reiser. Thank you guys so much for listening in. Thank you to our engineer and for our sitter-inner here while we get set up. You've been listening to Labor Radio, and please tune in next Monday and every Monday at 6 to catch another Labor Radio show.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of screening of the documentary We the People 2.0 on Friday, May 12th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. We the People 2.0 tells the story of people across the United States who have faced decades of environmental assaults, such as oil trains, pipelines, and fracking, and what they are doing about it. There will be a panel discussion following the screening featuring Portland-based community rights and environmental activists. Again, that's Justice Within Reach on Friday, May 12th from 6 to 10 p.m. at First Unitarian Church Elliott Chapel, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime, and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Community Radio. I'm your host this evening, Carlos Chavez. Every couple of months or so, I take some time through this radio program to share with you some experiences with my students at McLaren Youth Corrections. McLaren mainly houses youth serving longer sentences due to Oregon's mandatory minimum sentencing law known as Measure 11, which was passed as a ballot measure in 1994. I run weekly workshops at McLaren, and I do my best to get my students comfortable enough to open up and to express themselves in different ways. Today we'll look at how those youth are doing that through the arts. One thing that I've noticed in the work that I'm involved in is that many of the youth who are caught up in the juvenile justice system are talented artists. I sometimes wonder if that has to do with the way that the arts have been cut back in public schools for so many years. I feel that the arts have become a passage targeted only for the privileged and treated with less value when practiced by those who don't share that privilege. Take a look at the Pearl District's First Thursday Art Walk if you need an example. I figured I'd take some time out today, once again, to share that latter perspective. We'll start off with a poem by Andres, a bright young student who I've had the pleasure of knowing as he's journeyed through several Oregon correctional facilities.
Poetry prescription. Write one poem every day, review, reflect, inspect, and enjoy. This is my poem, Four Walls. These four walls keep me confined, separated from society. I've been labeled a menace, the deep frustrations I have with the system. I'm a third generation inmate. These four walls with many names and stories. My girl tells me I look different, I wouldn't know. I stay away from the sheet of foil they call a mirror. She tells me that I'm looking older. I feel something, but I can't quite understand the ice in my chest. I guess my heart's getting colder. As I sit on my stool, bolted to the ground, I count the bricks all around. With a quietness that seems to creep, like the reaper coming for his reap. With the faint chirp of a bird, the sounds of cars oh so close. The sounds of liberty only heard. You can see, but you can't touch. You can smell, but you can't taste. These four walls keep me confined. 2,190 days, 72 months, 6 years. Broken hearts, shedding tears. My family, my girl, my homies. These walls don't let me see, I'm blind. I'm invisible to the world. I'm lost. Chale, I say as I write Andres plus beep. Por vida, next to the 100 other vatos expressing their love to their girls the same manera, the same way. I look outside my window, I look at what could be, know what used to be, my freedom, but still I am free. You see, my pencil and paper is what I used to escape. These four walls keep me confined, but my writing helps me leave. The predicament I'm in, the reason for my sin, to be or not to be, that's not the question. We make life, we plant the seed. Gangbanging was my reason, gunfights is my treason, yet these four walls don't keep me confined. I wrote this poem back in July of 2015, after only being incarcerated for merely 3 months. Poetry while imprisoned. I was first introduced to poetry while in juvenile detention, a PSU capstone class in which PSU students have the opportunity to enter the detention center and let juveniles express themselves by either drawing, writing a poem, or even writing a story. The juveniles have an opportunity to get their artwork published. I was a very angry kid in detention with no way to vent my anger facing certain mandatory prison time. I began to write one night, and that first poem I wrote was to myself, a sort of self-reflection where I analyzed what brought me to that situation. I was introduced into many types of poetry, and I realized that I enjoyed writing poetry. My biggest influence is actually the one and only Jimmy Santiago Vaca. I've read many of his poetry books, like Set This Book on Fire and his famous book, A Place to Stand, a memoir of his incarceration in a maximum security prison at a young age. In the book, he talked about how poetry was first introduced to him in solitary confinement. In my opinion, poetry is a way to meditate. The same way Jimmy used poetry as a way to cope with his incarceration, I used poetry as a way to cope with mine. Once I realized that I really liked to write poetry, I invested a lot of time on it, and I have attended many writing workshops in which we write, share, and receive feedback on our poems. Last year in 2016, one of my teachers, Kayla Citra, had actually mentioned a nationwide competition in which your poem would be published in an anthology. But to get published, your poem had to be judged by known published authors. But I was not informed that the respected Jimmy Santiago Vaca would be one of the judges in the competition. I submitted a poem named The Unforgiven, and not only did I get top 50 in the US, but Jimmy actually sent me a word of encouragement to continue writing and his autograph. Poetry did something to me. It changed me. I'm not as angry as it used to be. Poetry has not only given me a different view of life, but a reason to know that I'm not just an inmate, but a man with a passion to do something. To be that dude with the blue shirt in the crowd of gray shirts. I encourage many to write as a way to not just vent, but to express yourself in a way that encourages others. Push yourself, push boundaries, and reflect. I can say that I'm really grateful to have been introduced to poetry, because without it, where would I be? Would I still be the angry knucklehead? Well, my prescriptions just kicked in, so I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty medicated.
In this next segment, my students Eric and Justin converse over the art forms that they're passionate about.
All right, we're here with Dejan today. Dejan, I'm here to ask you, how does art impact you and your lifestyle? You know what I mean, being incarcerated as a young male, you know what I'm saying? How does it connect with you?
For me, man, art is an escape. I know it sounds really corny, but realistically, like when you're locked up, life, you don't really have control over life, but you have the control over what you can listen to if you have like your MP3 player, CD player, whatever, or make your own music, make your own art. Because for me, my favorite type of art is definitely just this music. I've been making music since I was like 9 years old, so it's from the heart for me.
And being mindful of music, what type of like things that drive you to make music or to even put music as a heart for your mind to develop in better ways? Like, how does music really connect with that aspect?
For me, I feel like music is so influential. You know, everyone can grow up listening to some artists, right? And then they'll end up taking a lot more of what they say to heart than they think. And it could change your whole mindset, change the way you look at the world, change the way you treat people in the world, which is detrimental to the well-being of the world and yourself and the people around you. People don't understand how important it is and how much impact music really has. So that's why I make positive music, some conscious music, stuff to make people think. Because a lot of times people don't want to think. They just want to party. They just want to live life, which is cool, you know, but there's more to life than just us and our instant gratification. And people don't realize that a lot of the time.
If you had a little sibling in this world, you know what I'm saying, and he was like growing up and like what we grew up in, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I mean, not everything's good in this world, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of things like misconstrued it, what type of advice would you give to him growing up and like trying to be in the music industry or any other type of art industry?
Quote from Damian Lillard in one of his songs, what you feed the mind ultimately grows, feed wisely. So, realistically, I just put be mindful of what you're putting into your mind, because that's gonna manifest into something a lot bigger than what you think. It's gonna become who you are. So control your thoughts, control your words, control your actions, but it all starts with your thoughts and all starts with your influences.
You guys heard it here first, folks. Mental substance for greater abruption, you know what I'm saying? Corruption can corrupt the mind. So let's learn to better ourselves in the mind, learn to better ourselves. Dejan really hit it. Well, we're gonna give you a little spitting from Dejan, you man. Hopefully y'all hear this first, you know what I'm saying? Get the world booming, you know what I'm saying? Here we go.
I said, when I think, my words spill knowledge, so take a drink, let it sink. I stink of honesty, let it reek, and my memory banks are full of gold. So when I speak wide awake, I swear it leaks from my soul. And I flow like the Nile, in denial, I'm a river of intellect, architecting your style within the system of teaching truth. This is illegal, I spend my life in the prison. If this world was full of circles, I'd probably be a prism. Get it? High power is him, and high power is him. Back teeth got extracted, mouth still got wisdom. Back streets still attracting the criminals with a habit. Acne on the face of the earth, let's be proactive. Get it? Can we be proactive? Or can I get a chance to redeem all my evil actions? Can you look past the demons and just focus on the passion? Flow switching, but misunderstand, it's more than rapping. This is R.A.P. Rhythm-assisted poetry, lyrically gifted flowing like I embody an open sea. With open arms, we can open doors to hold the keys to any future that we hope to see greet us. And true leaders create more leaders. It's a sample. Dejan the Don, living light, leading by example. Sorry, y'all, I messed up a few times. That's an old one.
It's cool, man. It's cool, man. It's hot lyrics, man. Got a lot of things to teach the world. And we want to thank you for coming in. You representing Portland?
Yeah, Portland.
You know what I'm saying? Putting us on the map, man. We out here.
Representing the people.
Representing the people, you know what I'm saying? The world, you know what I'm saying? It's a new generation. We got to represent the world in positive development and in our minds and our youth, man. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thank you.
How long can I survive with this mentality?
We here, McLaren. This is Dejan on the microphone right now. I'm here interviewing my boy. I've known him for a while now. His name's Eric. You want to go by Eric?
AKA Apollo, you know what I'm saying? The kid, you know what I mean? Music, dance, you know what I'm saying? We out here.
Yeah. Now, Apollo, you dance. Is that one of your favorite art forms?
I mean, dance is more of an expression, not an art form, you know what I'm saying? Because it's more of my inner self, you know what I'm saying? It's more of the movements that I feel inside, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it more fluent for myself, and as people watch me dance, you know what I'm saying? I like for them to see, like, my lifestyle, my emotions, you know what I'm saying? How they move through me, you know what I'm saying? And how I portray them for other people.
Oh, yeah. So, how important you think it is for a culture to be able to portray how they feel about themselves through their dance or through their art?
I mean, I think it's very important to express yourself in any way you want to express yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not just through dance, whether it's writing, whether it's drawing, whether it's even just like speaking your piece to anybody in front of you, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got that inner peace with yourself, you know what I'm saying, your dance is not going to be as fluent. And yeah. Life is a dance, man. You just got to know how to move her.
Have you ever had a chance to express your dance in front of a big crowd or any people like that? You think you'd be able to touch anybody with your movements yet?
I don't think I'm to that level yet, man. But I mean, when I was in high school, you know what I'm saying? It was about like 7 years ago. But man, when I was in high school, bruh, you know what I'm saying? I did have one little dance opportunity where I did a dance in front of my whole school. I kind of choked, you know what I'm saying? But life is about getting knocked down and get back up. If you don't get back up, then what is there for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the lesson right there in the 5 P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance right there.
Yes, sir.
Do you wish you could have another chance to go do that again?
I mean, nah, not in that environment, but, you know what I'm saying, on a bigger stage, you know what I'm saying? Because every life has a picture. If we don't see the bigger picture, I mean, we can't barely, and we obscure the little picture in front of us, then it's hard to see what's really, you know what I mean, like blossoming in front of us, because then it's like, you like stuck, your mindset is just stuck in one place, you know what I'm saying, your movement's gonna be staggered, and then it's like, you don't really progress in your lifestyle.
What would you say is more important when it comes to dance, skill or just comfortability?
Comfortability, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, the cat daddy is not a dance, but that man is sure comfortable with himself to, you know what I'm saying, pull that off, and it made it hot. A lot of people people started doing it, you know what I'm saying? So it's all in comfortability, you know what I'm saying? If you're not comfortable with who you are, it's hard to get in front of people and do something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could feel that. Mm-hmm. You think you could bust some moves for our listeners right now?
That's hard for them to see.
Nah, I'm just joking. All right, y'all heard it first here. Dejan and Apollo, you know, here in McLaren, Woodburn. Y'all listen to 90.7 Cable Radio.
Those were a few students of mine from McLaren Youth Corrections speaking on their artistic passions and what it means to them. That's been our focus for tonight's edition of Prison Pipeline. We're listening to some poetry and perspectives from incarcerated youth who use art as a vehicle to free and express themselves through dance and oration. I'm Carlos Chavez, and I'm the host of tonight's program on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. I run regular workshops for youth housed at several youth detention facilities in Oregon, and I get the chance to interact with these young men on a very personal level. I'm blessed with the beautiful experience of getting to witness their growth. One of those young men is Anthony. He's been a student of mine in breakdance group every Friday out at McLaren, and I'm always impressed by his energy and improvement each week. I've known him for a little while now and have just become aware of one of his other talents as a spoken word artist.
Rational thinking is not an option, so he is controlled like a puppet. His master will continue to have dominance until he disagrees with his false power like a child, wondering why the lights don't work because the bill couldn't be paid. An environment of uncertainty pays a toll as if it tried to cross for free. Growing up in numerous households with a radius of uncontrollable emotions, a child soon grows to vent freely as the new house circulates fresh air for the first time. Not knowing what the future holds, inevitability graduates and ignorance soon unfolds, promoting self-sabotage like an inmate calling prison home. Conflicts tend to get solved like a coward's one-way ticket to a deficient resort, triggered from insecurities going toe-to-toe with oneself, sparking pathetical value. For such a complex that should be controlled as if the ring or the octagon isn't good enough, he shall never let conquer. He or she shall never be controlled like managing a roster for transportation as another bus goes upstate because men of our society lack confidence in being who they could really be from a sickness which we call an insufficient excuse of an entity. Liable to be so distinct as if karma deformed them itself because they failed to decipher methodism and ramification for what they really mean, like natural impulses were projected through a dysfunctional screen. Credibility to the one who is not only humble, but proceeds life as if a faulty childhood has no effect on life itself. I used to look in the mirror seeing an angry person. Today I smile. It breaks freedom when it comes to spoken word as well as dancing. It's just all breaking freedom and allowing yourself not to feel trapped. You can still have fun. You could still do whatever you want to do to stay sane and to have a good time and keep your talents progressing and getting better at what you're good at. I have, and I'm glad that you brought this up, because when it comes to dancing, it's more of a show versus when you get on that stage and you tell your spoken word, they understand how you're feeling, they understand where your mind is at, they understand what kind of intelligent person you can really be. And what I love to do is change the energy in the room and get them to understand what I am trying to express as when it comes to principles and when it comes to concepts, especially in today and current problems in the world, as well as personal problems and personal progress and personal downfalls.
I'm wondering, how long have you been doing spoken word, by the way?
I've always been familiar with writing and expressing myself through writing when it comes to songs and as well as poetry. I have been influenced by spoken word since the first day I seen it, which was, I would say, roughly 2013.
How old were you then?
I was 19. Okay. And ever since then, I've always had interest in it. And just recently, I started writing my own. After everything I've seen with spoken word, after everything I've witnessed, after everything that I've been around from spoken word, I wanted to do it for myself. I've been wanting to do it for myself, and I just started writing it.
Yeah, now you are. And I have one more question, and then we can end the interview. How long have you been breaking? How long have you been a B-boy?
I started b-boying 2014, but as a child, I've always had interest in it. Like, when I see it, I'll try a move, but I never fully kept it up until 2014 when I started doing the b-boy classes.
And that's all my questions. So do you have anything else that you want to say? Any last comments?
I don't, but I appreciate your time and letting me express myself.
No worries. All right, thanks.
That was my friend Jamie interviewing Anthony on what art means to him. Another young artist is Warith. He just moved on to the Florence Camp facility near the coast of Southern Oregon, where he'll have some more opportunities available to him. Before he left, he took on a leadership role in one of my groups, and he continues to move forward as a leader and as a wise young man.
I was writing this whole time, everybody's been talking. I've been listening though, but like, y'all kind of inspired me, so I'm gonna do this. I just wrote it, so bear with me. It's kind of like a poem slash rap. Said, the way I look at it a little bit different. The way I look at it, a different vision. Just because we differ doesn't mean we meant for division. A different pigment got you making different decisions. Reaching for pistols, but you say you reaching for peace. Mama reaching for tissue every time the preacher speak. Speaking for issues, come on people deep in the streets. And speak as loud, I want to bump this in the White House. Cause we only see the surface like a lighthouse. But it's deeper than that, and I'm scratching like a wild cat. Blood leaking cause open wounds is visible. These words just a prelude to a visual. America running on residue and residuals. Judging me on my group, see I'm not an individual. Gang member, group leader, yeah, the line is indivisible. Cause when you kill me, the line is I'm a criminal. But you gon' feel me like I hit you with a steel pole. Recognition, I'm a diamond, but my skin cold. If you warm blooded, why is so much of my kin cold? Lowercase, but I write in bold letters. Caught a case, a jury wrote me a letter. Stone face couldn't cry in front of my sister. Now my hate is simmer, I'm getting blisters. Trump the devil is in position. That's it.
So for this one, just tell me about the art that you're involved in, and what kind of vehicle that's been for you throughout the years.
So I am involved in lots of different art, poetry, rap. I think sports is an art too, teamwork, you know. But for sure, doing poetry and rap has like kind of allow me to express myself in different ways without getting in trouble, you know, because if some of the stuff that I say and people say in here, if we just said in a regular conversation, we'd be taken as disrespectful or taken in a different type of light. But when you put it with music and you put it in wordplay with rhymes, then people, it's almost like they can't be disrespected, or you it's an art form, so they have to admire that you can do that with words. And I think that just for me, being able to express how I feel about the system and how I feel about the world and America in general through music and poems, it's like, it's a good stress reliever, and it kind of gets my message out to the people who I want to reach, and it lets people know where I stand. If you didn't know me by talking to me about where I stand in this world and how I feel about issues, you could just listen to whatever I write, whatever I spit, and I'll tell you everything, you know what I'm saying?
What's your philosophy and your approach to how you, you know, put your craft together?
Well, usually I kind of get inspired by stuff, you know, like somebody will say something to me and I'll just be like, okay, like, or I watch something, you know, when back in the day when they were calling people super predators, I kind of related that to a demon, you know? Like, and I made a song on demons and us being demons and not, and just that label being placed on people of color and people incarcerated and oppressed people in general. So I just think I get my inspiration and my philosophy from just the world, you know what I'm saying? Just what's going on around me and not enough people speaking up on it, even when they have the voices to. So I feel like if I have the stage and I have the opportunity to speak on that, instead of speaking on money, cars, clothes, and women and stuff, then I'm gonna speak on that, because everybody knows about money, cars, clothes, and women, but not everybody knows
about the real deep oppression. They only see it on the surface. They never scratch below that.
What about like your technique? You have a certain way, a certain delivery about you. You have good punchlines. You've got like rhythmically, you just naturally jump on pretty much any style. I've seen you jump on a lot of different types of beats that you'll, it seems like to me, like a lot of times you play with it first and then you kind of dial it in. You know, what's your like your technique for like patterning and for, you know, different things like that?
that's a hard one. I don't know. I guess I feel it in my soul. You know what I'm saying? Like a beat, beats to me like are words. You know, when I hear a beat or like a snare or whatever, drums, it sounds like words to me. You know, it sounds like this is what I'm supposed to be saying in this song, because the beat will tell you that. Even sometimes without a beat, you know what I'm saying, you kind of hear something in your head and say this is what's supposed to be said. And I think that's how you get people like hooked into the song. And I really can show you better than I could tell you, because it's hard to really put into words how I do what I do.
Yeah, man, that's actually very spiritual. That's because what you're talking about is like a different level of communication. You know what I mean? And yeah, I mean, definitely that resonates in your music. And like we were talking about before, you know, your music as being, or your voice as being a vehicle to speak even deeper. You know what I mean? I think that level of communication is what allows that to happen, because you're, like I said, it transcends language. You know, art has the power to do that. And that's something that the two of you, you know, have really tapped into. You have a different understanding for that than other people do. The way you know, you're basically saying that the beat is a language that you understand, is basically what you were just saying right now. You know what I mean? Do you come up with different like concepts for how you want to pattern things, or how you want to, or for the message that you want to put out there?
I think for me, when I'm rapping or doing poetry, I kind of want it to sound good to the ears, you know? I want people to hear the message, and then I want to lure them into a trap to listen to what I got to say, you know? I want to lure them in with kind of like sweet talk them into listening to the punchlines, you know? Everything else before the punch is just cheese, you know what I'm saying, for you to get into that, into what I'm about to say, you know? It all leads up to something, you know, like the pinnacle of the mountain. It all leads up to that point. And I have a whole bunch of those points in my rap, so I just want people to listen to yeah, of course I'm saying some real stuff in between, but when I hit you with that bang moment, then that's when I see people like hear it and they like, oh my God, like that's when I'm like, yep, I did my job. That oh my God moment is, that's what people remember about your song. I mean, that's, or any type of your poetry, your art, they see you drawing something and they see just one minor detail that's just so exquisite. That's what they remember. Oh man, I remember this about so-and-so's artwork, or I remember this about so-and-so's song. You know, that's you really come to like seek that out, you know? Because after I did a performance on Saturday, there were people coming up to me kind of like and spitting some of my stuff back. Yeah, of course, you know, they mess it up a little bit because, you know, they're just, they don't really know exactly the words, but they know that part was something that caught their attention. Like, they couldn't get that out their head, and that's what I want. I want something to stick so much in people's head that they have no choice but to listen to it and kind of like and dissect it on their own without consciously knowing that.
Darling, I told you many times, and now I'm telling you once again, just to remind you, sweetheart, that my...
You've been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. That was my student Warit speaking on his artistry as an MC, and we've been listening to poetry, spoken word, and interviews with youth at McLaren Youth Corrections. We've been exploring what art means to them and how it helps them to escape and to cleanse their mind and souls.
I feel fortunate to have the opportunity to share time with these young men on a regular basis. I also want to give a shout out to these guys and let them know that I'm proud of them and that I'm inspired every week that I come out there. This has been Prison Pipeline on KBOO Community Radio. I've been your host, Carlos Chavez. Check out past shows at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Prison Pipeline airs regularly on Monday nights from 6:30 to 7 p.m., providing a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime, and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. Thanks for tuning in.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco on Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Journalist Chris Hedges and award-winning cartoonist Joe Sacco wrote the best-selling book, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt, together. Their talk includes a discussion about sacrifice zones, areas in America that have been offered up for exploitation in the name of profit, progress, and technological advancement. Again, that's Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco, Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the second annual Feria de Portland on Saturday, March 13th from 6 p.m. until midnight at Audio Cinema in Portland. Feria de Portland is a celebration of Oregon's flamenco community and the culture of Andalusia, featuring local Spanish food.